From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 7th, 2026. A spring heat wave is already melting this year's dismally bad snowpack in the Colorado Rockies. And new projections show that only a quarter of the normal amount of water will flow through the Colorado River this summer. That's the third lowest on record, said Alan Halali, water reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The only years that beat it are the ones that kind of started this 20-year drought cycle that we've been in. So it's dire conditions, and it's certainly turning up the heat when we're talking about delivering some sort of agreement on the Colorado. That agreement between the seven states that use water from the Colorado River remains elusive. However, a proposal from Nevada's chief negotiator, John Insminger, appears to have garnered some attention. It would put in place a temporary agreement requiring the release of more water from upper basin reservoirs. Nevada's proposal is kind of reinvigorating the talks, in that they're looking toward a two-year agreement to keep things going in this really, really bad water year, Halali said. The upper basin states have not yet divulged what is in their counterproposal or what their hangup is. In the coming months, Halali plans to focus on learning Nevada's backup plan should negotiators fail to reach an agreement in time. Hear the full story by KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. The city of Henderson is leveraging a mix of federal and state resources to expand local affordable housing. The project will use the Home Investment Partnerships Program through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Additional support comes from the State of Nevada Housing Division via the Account for Affordable Housing Trust Funds, according to City Council documents. These programs specifically target the creation of safe and attainable homes for low-income households. The 390-unit rental development sits on nearly 16 acres of formerly federal land near the southern edge of the city. Because it'll be used for affordable housing, the site will be acquired at a discounted price. National aviation nonprofit Dog Is My Co-Pilot flew more than 30 dogs and cats from overcrowded southern Nevada animal shelters to Utah Monday. The flight left about 5 a.m. from North Las Vegas Airport, the Review Journal reports. The pets are headed to Salt Lake City area rescues and shelters. It's a first for the Animal Foundation, according to its communications director. She said it might be hard to believe, given the situation here, that there are some places where more people are looking to adopt than there are adoptable animals. She said those are usually places with strict spay and neuter and microchipping laws. Animals from Henderson Animal Protection Services were also on the flight. Artificial intelligence has arrived in the field of mental health. Large health systems and independent therapists alike have begun adopting different AI tools to manage the delivery of mental health treatment. The speed of that adoption, alongside disturbing incidents of individuals using general use AI chatbots with catastrophic consequences, is causing concern among practitioners and researchers. There is a lot of fear and anxiety about AI, says psychologist Vale Wright, senior director of healthcare innovation at the American Psychological Association, and in particular, fear around AI replacing jobs. Those concerns were a key issue last month when 2,400 mental health care providers for Kaiser Permanente in Northern California and the Central Valley went on a 24-hour strike. Read the full story by NPR's Ritu Chatterjee at knpr.org. A popular roadside attraction will soon be even easier to observe. As part of routine upkeep, maintenance staff are updating the paint on the colorful art installation Seven Magic Mountains. KLAS-TV reports that six of the boulders are being repainted beginning this week, and maintenance is expected to be completed by the end of the month. Officials will keep the installation open to the public, but barriers will be placed around work areas. Visitors are asked to use caution and be mindful of painting crews working on the attraction. Grammy-winning artist Bruno Mars is no stranger to Las Vegas, and now he'll have permanent recognition when a street is named after him along Las Vegas Boulevard. Las Vegas is honoring Mars on Friday with a parade along the Strip and Park Avenue, which is being renamed Bruno Mars Drive. Officials will begin the parade at 1 p.m. in front of the Bellagio, where the Singer's Cocktail Lounge Pinky Ring is located. Part of the Strip will be closed from noon until 3 p.m. to accommodate for the celebration. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.